Thank you, Matt. Good morning, and welcome to Unity Church. I want to extend a special welcome to those of you who are here for the first time. In addition to any first-time visitors, we also want to especially welcome those people attending the Behind Bars Conference. People attending this conference have gathered from all over the country and work or volunteer in our jails and prisons. We are delighted to have hosted the first gathering of this kind for Unitarian Universalists involved in prison ministry. We hope that you find Unity Church to be a place which helps you find and keep your balance, a place which nourishes you and inspires you to lead a loving life of integrity, service, and joy. I'd like to call your attention, as we do each week, to This Week at Unity, the insert in your order of service, which seeks to inform you of activities occurring in the coming weeks and act as a roadmap to deeper involvement here at Unity. And there are a couple of things that are on this that I want to draw your special attention to. I want to let you know that this week, Wellspring Wednesday will be hosting the Director of Public Health for Ramsey County, Unity member Rob Fulton, and he will address why Minnesota is not the healthiest state in the land, much to our wish that it was. In addition to our rich array of programming for adults, children, and youth, we offer dinner and a brief intergenerational worship service. And you need only sign up for the dinner portion of the evening, and you can do so at the Wellspring Wednesday table in the parish hall. And I also want to remind you that many of us are spending Thursday at Lobby Day for GLBTQ equality. And I'm hoping that many of you will be able to join us. If you want to know more about how to be trained, how to participate in this Lobby Day, there is lots of information at the welcoming congregation table in the parish hall. And we want to acknowledge those of you who haven't yet seen the beautifully restored center room. We want to acknowledge the fine work of Julia McFadden, Richard Wolfgram, Ted Lentz, the art committee, and two generous gifts of anonymous donors. And I encourage all of you to stop by and see what a beautiful job they did in restoring the center room. Following the service this morning, we hope you'll join us for refreshments in the parish hall. There you can see new friends and old, peruse the excellent bookstall, and visit the many information tables there. If you are interested in receiving more information about the church or in becoming a member, we ask that you please visit the welcome table there. Next week, we'll celebrate our annual Coming of Age Sunday. Two youth will be invited to deliver their credo statements in addition to short homilies by Rob and myself. The title of this year's service is Because I Told You So. Ray and I would like to greet you at the conclusion of the service at the Portland Avenue doors. And once again, welcome to Unity Church. And we want to take this opportunity to have our guest musician, Matt Meyer, explain a little bit about his craft and his instruments to you so you can better appreciate the offering that he is providing us today. Matt?
I like to take a moment at every service that I play for to talk a little bit about the instruments that I do, the cultures that they come from, and my own culture as I approach this music. The drum I use for the opening is a tar. It's a Middle Eastern instrument used all around the Mediterranean and in the Middle East. It's a kind of frame drum used for a variety of different styles of music and in different cultures. I'll also be using it for the postlude, except with a slight adaption using a jazz drum set brush for it. And both of those will be, all of the pieces I'll be doing are contemporary improvisations on these instruments. The piece I'll be doing for the anthem will be done on a dumbek, which is, I believe, its Armenian name. I found about 9 names for this instrument, which I think speaks to the ubiquitousness of it and how many places it's used for. Also all around the Mediterranean and the Middle East, largely in Northern Africa, and it's most popularly used for belly dancing music, which I won't be doing today. As for my own culture, I'm a white person from a middle-class background, and those identities have allowed me a great deal of privilege in many ways, not the least of which has just been my ability to study this music, whether that be in college, for going to music school, or studying abroad, or just in my free time as a youth. The music and instruments that I play come from cultures that are not my own, and although rich in musical tradition, they are often poverty-stricken in both economic and political terms, and I attempt to play this music with the best knowledge and respect for its original context and history. If you have any questions about my presentation or about the instruments themselves, I encourage you to come speak with me after the service. Thank you.
The yellow sun that's shining down on everyone.
Sing a song of two, two for the sky of blue, the sky of blue that shines blue.
To the yellow sun that's shining. To the yellow sun that's shining down on everyone.
Sing a song of four, four for the sandy shore
that joins the lee where grows the
redwood tree that stretches high into the sky of blue. To the yellow sun that's shining down on everyone.
Sing a song of five for the things alive
to leap and soar and dance along the shore. The sandy shore that joins the lee where grows the redwood tree.
The redwood tree that stretches high into the sky of blue.
The sky of blue that shouts hallelujah.
To the yellow sun that's shining down on everyone.
To the yellow sun that's shining down on everyone.
from the mountains to the sea. And there's a wonder round every corner, awaiting there for you and me.
Yes, it's a beautiful day, running in the sun. A beautiful day, just love's begun. A beautiful day, to do what I wanna do. Oh, it's a beautiful day, just to be alive. A beautiful day, so glad that I've got a beautiful day.
What a glorious morning, and what glorious voices. And the sun is so warm, and the sky so blue, and the air so fragrant, and the birdsong so joyous, and the 1,017 shades of green so subtle, and the flowers so brilliant, and our hearts so full. Come, and let us rejoice, and come, and let us worship together.
Will you please remain standing and join with me in reading responsively from your order of service. Blessed is the source of life, the fountain of being, the wellspring of goodness, compassion, and kindness, from which we draw to make for justice and peace. All life is holy, sacred, worthy of respect and dignity.
Grant us
Thank you.